Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were mixed today. We had corn and soybeans both lower here. Corn traded down a penny to close at 3.68¾ in March. Beans were down 3.5 to 4.5 cents. March down 4.5, 8.76. They were the weakest contract all day long and finished near their lows, about a half cent off their lows in March. And then wheat futures finished higher here. We were 2.5 to 3.5 cents higher. The March Chicago wheat closed up 2¾ at 4.84¾, 6 cents off of the low and about 4 cents off the high. And then Kansas City wheat in March was up 2.5 at 4.76½, about 5 cents off of the low there. July Kansas City briefly touched $5 but settled at 4.97, up 2¼ cents. Lots of hope that the market will get above that $5 level and then have some or create some more short covering and that market would rally. A lot of farmers have wheat in the ground that at current price levels is not profitable. So any rally in the wheat futures would be very, very welcome. Outside markets here, we have the stock market quite strong today. We have the Dow Jones up 229 points after being sharply lower overnight. Also in the oil markets, they're higher today, about $1 to $1.02 higher here late. Most of that's driven by the stock market.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
We're in that time of year that most of the trade news is really not focused on anything specific for corn and beans. There's always a little bit of talk of wheat and snow coverage and then how much moisture we're getting or not getting on the wheat. But this time of year, things tend to shift to the export markets and other outside factors and also the technicals. Hedge funds, of course, still remain short across the board. They're short 315 million bushels of wheat. Short 755 million bushels of corn and about 110 million bushels of beans. Those numbers have come down, and part of the reason why that we haven't resumed the sell-off and the market has been somewhat stagnant here, and then partially due to the fact that they haven't been continuing to sell those contracts. And also getting back toward the moving averages as markets reach those like the $5 level in that July Kansas City wheat. There's a lot of attention that's paid to those levels. Just as the overall sentiment could go with that. If you remember back in the first part of January, we did go right above $5 for a day or two, and it wasn't able to hold it. But if you can go there again, a lot of times that will increase the short covering, and then people will buy those contracts back. And at that point, you can go all the way up to 540 before it could stop.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, February live cattle up 160 at 133.02, April up 117 at 133.40, March feeder cattle 147 higher at 159.25, April up 132 at 158.65, February lean hogs 80 higher at 64.32, April up 82 at 69.60, March Kansas City wheat up 2¾ at 4.76¾, May up 2¾ at 4.87, March Chicago wheat 3¼ higher at 4.84¾. March corn down a half at 3.69¼. May down a quarter at 3.74½. March soybeans down 4 at 8.76½. May down 3¼ at 8.78½. March cotton down 19 at 61.41, with May down 9 at 62.01. That's your market wrap-up. I'm Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Find more ag information on our website. That's at OklahomaFarmReport.com.